My guest at this time is Elaine Donnelly. She's president of the Center for Military Readiness. She has joined us many times to discuss the Pentagon opening up ground combat roles to women. And as Elaine has stressed many times, this is not a voluntary change for women in service. She has also warned about the military being likely to lower some standards so more women would be eligible for various roles. And that appears to be happening now with Marine Corps infantry officers. And Elaine, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to talk with you, Greg.
The story originally came out from the Marines themselves earlier this month, but the Washington Free Beacon reports it this way. The U.S. Marine Corps will no longer require prospective officers to pass a punishing combat endurance test to graduate from the service's infantry officer course. Marine Corps Commandant General Robert Neller quietly made the shift to standards in November, altering the test from a pass-fail requirement to just one of many exercise measured as part of overall IOC evaluation. And that's from the Marine Corps Times reporting earlier this month. So, Elaine, they're talking about this being a minor change. It's going to be a factor instead of a potentially eliminating factor. How significant is this?
Well, nobody's going to be fooled by that. If the test is no longer pass-fail, if it's no longer must-succeed, it certainly has changed. It's changed a great deal. To make it just another evaluation point on the way to being an infantry officer, changes the character of the program. It is a lowering of standards, and it's not being done for operational requirements. That was the claim made by the Marine Corps officials. The only operational requirement there is, it's not operational, it's political, because the pressure has been on the Marines to change the nature of the combat endurance test. It's a very tough, full day, starts before dawn, exhausting exercise. It involves long marches, heavy loads. You've got to make your way through unknown terrain. You have to survive. It's exhausting, deliberately so. People with bloody feet and literally falling because they can't march anymore. This test is tough for a reason, because infantry officers are supposed to lead men into battle. So the test has to be tougher than it is for the enlisted soldiers and Marines. To say that officers no longer have to succeed on this test is indeed a major change, not a minor one.
So let's put it in terms of readiness. What will that mean for our forces and the people being led by people if they can't pass this test?
Well, if you take away the motivation, you're going to reduce the accomplishment over time. Things will not happen suddenly, and in this case, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Robert Neller, didn't even announce this. He started it in November. Only now has the story come out that the CET, the Combat Endurance Test, is now just a combat evaluation test, that it's something different than what it was before. It's the application of what we call the Dempsey Rule. When Army General Martin Dempsey was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in January 2013, he was asked, well, what if women can't make the higher standards for the infantry? He said, well, if the standards are too high so that women can't succeed, we'll ask, why is it that high? Does it really have to be that high? Well, for the Commandant of the Marine Corps to adopt the Army Dempsey Rule and apply it to the toughest test at the infantry officer course, it really is regrettable. It's an unforced error. He didn't have to do this. The purpose is to reach gender diversity metrics. Metrics is another word for quotas. The quotas were imposed during the Obama administration. It's a new administration, and there should be official action to put them to an end.
We're talking with Elaine Donnelly, president of the Center for Military Readiness. And Elaine, as I remember from talking to you and certainly from elsewhere, the Marines were the ones that were pushed back the hardest against ground combat roles for women. They did a ton of research to explain why that wasn't the case. Ultimately, they were overruled. And the general, I believe, that led that study is now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dunford.
That's right.
And so,
General Joseph Dunford. And General Dunford, when it was ordered by his predecessor to do 3 years of research, they documented over and over again many reasons why men and women are not interchangeable in the combat arms, that physiology does indeed matter, and if you want to have a fast and effective fighting force, gender integration would not be in the best interests of the military. Whatever report it was, although we didn't get to see the official report, the administration brushed it aside, forced it on the military anyway. But in this case, the commandant of the Marine Corps just said, well, we're going to do it, even though he wasn't ordered to do it. That's what's so disappointing. The way this has happened, not with a bang, but a whimper. The Marines no longer are fighting for the high standards that have made them stand out. I'm also raising questions in an article that we just posted on our webpage. It is 3ws.cmrlink.org. The Marine Corps officials are claiming that the average attrition rate of Marines attempting the combat endurance test, that it's been about 3% only, and 1% in the year 2017. Well, this doesn't jibe with information that I've had in my files for a number of years. The New York Times reported in July 2012, a reporter who had actually gone through the course himself back in the 1980s, that the attrition rate was 20%. In July 2013, the Washington Post, reported attrition of 20 to 25%, and about half of those did not make it through the CET, the endurance test. And finally, in 2014, a respected reporter for the Christian Science Monitor said that the attrition rate was 30%. So what is going on here? All of a sudden, in recent years, ever since 2015, since the order was given to have women in the combat arms, all of a sudden, everybody gets through except for the few weak ones who may not have gotten through. Is it possible that things have changed already? Well, logic would tell you that something is different, because a lot of good-spirited officers, both men and women, attempted that test in previous years. They did not succeed. Now, somehow, they're being allowed to succeed. So, yes, it does raise questions about whether standards have been lowered. Now, none of this should be considered the fault of the women involved. It is the fault of the leadership of the Marine Corps. I think General Neller, although I have a lot of respect for him, I think he's made a serious error here, an unforced error. And the Secretary of the Navy should reverse this mistake with a phone call. He should tell General Neller, look, you don't want to do this. We're going to restore the high standards that have always been there, make it a pass-fail test. This is what the president wants. And secondly, since General Neller is approaching his time of retirement, the next commandant who is chosen needs to be made aware, look, we are under new orders. We have a new president. President Trump has said he is putting an end to political correctness in the military. He wants combat lethality and mission readiness to be the primary factors. So if those are the primary factors, then the combat endurance test was a very good way to separate the best from the rest. In one day, you could find out who had what it takes to be an infantry officer. To say that now almost everybody can pass, that is indeed a change in the culture of the Marine Corps. And it's something that needs to be fixed, and the sooner that it's fixed, the better.
Elaine, last question. Obviously, you would love to see this policy be pushed back in the opposite direction, but what is the likelihood of that actually happening when, of course, many of the Democrats see this as cultural issues and marginalized groups needing to have equal footing, and Republicans, as recently as the 2016 campaign and even in some defense spending bills, have actually been very warm to the idea of women enrolling in selective service, which potentially one day could make them eligible for the draft. So,
yes, in 2015 and even before then, every time this issue came up, people promised standards would not be lowered, that nobody wanted standards to be lowered. In this case, if that promise were upheld, then the combat endurance test should be returned to the pass-fail configuration it's always been. If the test has not changed, and the trainers say that it has not, the course itself, then why not restore it to pass-fail? And they need to make sure that if attrition occurs, that's all right. Attrition is not always a bad thing. If it's used to separate the best from the rest, that would be a way to save injuries among women. It's a very demanding course. Women suffer injuries at rates 2 to 6 times higher than men. Especially in the combat arms where it involves marching under load, very heavy loads. there is an inequality there, a physiological inequality that needs to be taken into account. Otherwise, we're going to lose a lot of good female officers who would otherwise progress in their careers. Why would we want to do that? And if you make it possible for all the women to get through without being injured, then you're not going to be demanding as much of the men, and the men will be less prepared for battle. So if the logic of 2015 prevails, where everybody said, oh, no, standards won't be changed, then the administration certainly is justified in holding everyone to that promise.
Well, we'll certainly be watching, and I know you do it better than anyone. Elaine, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Elaine Donnelly is president of the Center for Military Readiness. You can go to cmrlink.org for more information on the group and her reaction to the decision on the combat endurance test. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.